Tonight we're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 18, and we're going to start at verse 9, and we're going to read 2 Kings 18, all of 2 Kings 19, and 3 Psalms. There, how's that? Are we there? Are we ready? Pull your Bible up. We must make our confession. What was that, Sunday?
I reckon you repeat that, please. I got 9.
2 Kings 18 to start with.
Just a minute. I was going to make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the soil of my life.
Producing 100-fold return.
Producing 100-fold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. 2 Kings, chapter 18, verses 9 through 37. 2 Kings 18, 9 through 37. 2 Kings chapter 19. That's what we're going to be reading tonight. Now, remember, the children of Israel have done good, done bad, done good, done bad, done very bad, done very, very, very bad, been totally against God. We just saw that Brother Isaiah had to walk around naked and barefoot for 3 years because they were so bad. These are some bad folks. And they've had some bad times. And God is, when we read Isaiah, God said, you're going into captivity. And it's not going to be fun. But I'm still going to love you. And he sent them into captivity. Daniel and the three Hebrew children, they lived for 70 years in captivity. We'll be in that a little bit here. Then, Nehemiah and Ezra go back and build the city and build the temple. And then that temple's destroyed and they go into captivity for 400 years. God doesn't even speak to them. Not one time for 400 years. Can you imagine God not speaking to us for 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm. No. No, no.
Never.
Not a day.
And they didn't have God speak to them for 400 years. My. So, here we go. We're now in the reign of Hezekiah. And we're going to start with verse 9. King passed the fourth year of Isaiah, son of Elah, king of Israel. The Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. At the end of 3 years, they took it. In the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is, the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. Then the king of Assyria carried away Israel away captive to Assyria and put them in Hala by the harbor. Everybody pause. Hey, thank you, Brother Doug. You got my another bottle of water now. Thank you. I was needing that. No, I was needing it. Thank you, man. Bless you, brother. Then the king of Assyria, he carried him away. All right. The river goes down in the city of the Medes, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, who transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. And they would neither hear nor do them. Remind me to send a link to this to Doug can.
Okay.
All right. 12, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant, and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded, and they would neither hear nor do them. Guys, no matter what's ever said about you and me, may it never be said that we will not do the word of God.
Amen.
May it always be said about us that we were quick to listen and swift to obey. And that we
Amen.
Are doers of his majestic word. Can you imagine when you do the majestic word, the majesty of God is seen on the inside of you? Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the verse 13. 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong, turn away from me. Whatever you impose upon me, I will pay. King of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver, 30 talents of gold. Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord. Of all the places you get silver, don't get silver out of the house of God.
No kidding.
And then look what he did. And he stripped the gold from the doors of the temple. No, 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 and no. And from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid, gave it to the king of Assyria. King of Assyria said the Tartan, the Rabsaris, and the Rabshika. The Rabshika, from Lachish with a great army against Jerusalem to King Hezekiah. They went up and came to Jerusalem. When they come up, they went and stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool, which was on the highway to the fuller's field. When they had called the king, Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, was over the household. Shebna, the scribe of Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came to them. Then the Rabshakeh said to them, Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust? You speak of having plans and power for war, but they are mere words. And in whom do you trust that you rebel against me? Anybody want to just say it? I trust in the Lord my God.
I trust in the Lord my God.
Amen.
That's who we trust in, you dumb Rabshakeh. Let's keep reading. Hezekiah, king of saying, I'm in the wrong one. Now look, verse 21. You're trusting in the staff of this broken reed, Egypt, on which if a man leaves, it will go into his hand and pierce. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust him. But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah has taken away? And said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem. Now therefore I give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able on your part to put riders on. How then will you repel one captain of the least of my master's servants and put your trust in Egypt for chariots and horses? Little did he know what was coming to him. A very good wake-up call is coming. And watch this. Have I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, Shebna, and Joah said to Rabshakeh, please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it. Now speak to us in Hebrew, in the hearing of the people who are on the wall. But the Rabshakeh said to them, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words, and not to the men who sit on the wall who eat and drink their own waste with you? Then the Rabshakeh stood and called out with a loud voice, saying in Hebrew, "Hear the word of the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you from his hand. Nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. The city shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria." I mean, this guy is mocking God and declaring that God was not able to deliver them. How many of you know that's not a very wise choice? That is not a very wise choice. Let's see. Verse 30, "Nor let Hezekiah make you trust the Lord." 31, "Do not listen to Hezekiah. For thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me by a present, come out to me. Every one of you drink the water of his own cistern until I come and take you away to a land like your own." I mean, this guy's telling them, "I'm coming, you're going to be my slaves, and you're going to be happy about it. But do not listen to Hezekiah, lest he persuade you, saying, the Lord will deliver us." Anybody that tells you God's not going to deliver you, spit in their face. Uh-oh. Here comes Brother Doug sneaking up on me. This thing here. I don't know, I guess. Yeah. 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 How's it come up? One bolt? Not a problem. You gonna do it now or you gonna do it in there? All right, let's go. When a military guy sneaks up on you from the right-hand side, you better pay attention because he's a combat vet. You're like, what's going on? He's sneaking up on me. All right. He's taking seatbelt. All right, then. All right. What verse? I'm in 33. "Has any of the gods of the nations at all delivered his land from the hand of the king of Assyria? We're the gods of Hamath and Arpad. We're the gods of Sepharvaim and Hena and Iva. Indeed, have they delivered Samaria from my hand? Who among all the gods of the lands have delivered their countries from my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem from my hand?" Think about this guy. This guy's mocking God and comparing our God to all them other gods. Well, our God is not made of wood and stone. Our God is the one who made all wood and all stone. Our God is the God who does not fail. 36. "But the people held their peace and answered him no word. For the king's commandment was, do not answer him. Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over this household, Shebna the scribe, Joah the son of Asaph, the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn and told him the words of the Rabshakeh." Chapter 19, verse 1. Now, I know that this sounds familiar to you because we actually read this from the book of Chronicles. And so we're kind of rereading it, but that's just how Kings and Chronicles go along together. Chapter 19, verse 1. "So it was when King Hezekiah heard it that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. Then he sent out Eliakim, who was over the household, Shebna the scribe, elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. To him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there's no strength to bring them forth. May it be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, sent to reproach the living God." Now, see, there's the statement. That's why he sending is to reproach the living God. But when you, what you got to realize is these dumb kings of the wicked, they're so dumb, they don't know that when they speak about the other gods, they're just talking about a god made of wood or stone. And when you talk about God Almighty, he's the real God.
That's the problem we have today. People are like that. They don't seem to know the difference.
That is the
problem. I'm sorry.
I'm going to mute myself. You're all right, Phil. It is the problem we have today. And the other problem, part of that problem we have today, is there's a whole bunch of them people that are talking like that that are the preachers with the big ministry. And Lord have mercy on us. What? I don't work. You're all right, Phyllis. Don't worry. For those of you who don't know who Phyllis is a mighty preaching woman from Louisiana. Sometimes she's able to contain it, and then other times she doesn't. She just lets it go. But I don't think she's ever been out of order with anything she said, except maybe just a little every now and then. Love you, Phyllis. Well, let's see. Verse 4. It may be that we'll hear all the words of our seeker. We already read that. God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that's left. So the servants of the king, Hezekiah, came to Isaiah. Isaiah said to them, thus you shall say to your master, says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words of which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria blaspheming. Surely I will send a spirit upon him. When God sends a spirit upon you, you ain't going to get it off. Have you ever understood that fact? Surely I'll send a spirit on him. He'll hear a rumor, return to his own land, or cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Then the Rabshakeh turned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he heard that he had departed from Lachish. The king heard concerning Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, look, he's come out to make war with you. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by utterly destroying them, and shall you be delivered. Have the gods of the nations delivered those whom my fathers had destroyed, Dothan, Haran, Rezep, and the people of Eden, who were in Telassar? Where's the king of Hamath, king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hanan, and Ivan? Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers, read it. Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. See, that's what you and I got to get so bold to say about some of these wicked, perverse people in our day, is you're doing what you're doing to speak against the Lord God Almighty. And therefore, that curse comes on you. Not because of what I said. Not because I'm cursing you. I'm praying that the eyes of your understanding will be open, but your actions are destroying you. And the curse is going to be upon you. God said, I'll bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. You may not like those words. It doesn't matter if you like those words. Those words are happening whether you like them or not. It's just how God is. Here we go. Verse 17, I'm in 2 Kings 19, 17. Truly the Lord, the king of Assyria, have laid waste the nations and their land, have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord our God and you alone. The word of the Lord concerning Sennacherib. Verse 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The poets reform. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, laughed you to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed against? Whom have you raised your voice, lifted up your own eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers, you have reproached the Lord and said, by the multitude of my chariots, I have come up to the height of the mountains, to the limits of Lebanon, and I will cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypress trees. I will enter the extremity of its borders to its fruitful forest. I have dug and drunk strange water, and with the soles of my feet I have dried up all crooks' defense. Did you not hear long ago how I made from ancient times that I formed it? Now I have brought it to pass that you should be for crushing fortified cities into the heaps of ruins. Therefore, their inhabitants had little power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, as the green herb and the grass on the housetops, grain blighted before its growers. But I know your dwelling place. You're going out and you're coming in and your rage against me. Notice that means capitalized. Talking about God Almighty. Circling that. Because your rage against me and your turmoil have come up to my ears, therefore I'll put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lip. I don't know about you. I have no desire for that to happen to me at all. My God. I will turn you back by the way which you came. This shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year such as grows of itself. In the second year, what springs from the same. Also in the third year, sow and reap. Plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant. And those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Remember, the Lord of hosts is Jesus. He's the captain of the host of heaven. And it says his zeal, his power, his fire, his might, his determination. Verse 32. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Syria. He shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor build a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same way shall he return. In other words, he's going to turn his back and run just like he showed up. And if you remember the verses in Deuteronomy 28, it says the enemy will come out against you one way, and he's going to flee before you seven ways. All right. I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. 35, it came to pass on a certain night. I love this part of the story. Angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpse, all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, went away, returned home, remained at Nineveh. It came to pass as he was worshiping in the temple of Nisroch, his god, that his sons and Adrammelech and Sharezer struck him down with a sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Then Esarhaddon and his son reigned in his place. Don't challenge the Lord our God and act like you're going to get away with it. You can be dumb, stupid, and ignorant all by yourself, but as soon as you say, who's God think he is, that he's going to deliver you from my hand, God will straight up show you who he is, and he will deliver. And you'll be standing there sucking your thumb, crying, mommy, mommy, when God gets done whipping you. Because, as a matter of fact, they died. They didn't die a warrior's death. They died in annihilation because they were so perverse. Psalm chapter 46. That's where we're going next. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Now, Testament Psalm, written by an Old Testament person who is, they don't have a new covenant like you have. They don't have a pastor. They don't have a Bible. They don't have the Holy Spirit. So watch what he's saying. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Speaking of Zion, the city of God. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations rage. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, the bow. Cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Look at this verse. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our... Think about what they're writing here in this psalm. Be still and know that I am God. They got 186,000 man army standing at the door getting ready to destroy him. And God says, be still and know that I am God. And one angel went out that night. And that one angel absolutely, totally, utterly, completely annihilated 185,000 men. One angel. That's why when people say, well, Pastor, should I do this or that? You always got to say, you got to follow God. Because God told Jacob or Joshua, go off and take the land. And yet the very first battle that they fought, they just marched around the city. They didn't fight. They didn't throw one sword. And yet, other battles they fought, well, it was like the story of Moses and Moses and Aaron are holding up. It's not Aaron. It's not Moses. Aaron was holding up Moses' hand. But when you think about that, God's going to give a different plan every time. And for to say, well, I saw Brother so-and-so do it like that, so that's how I'm going to do it. You can't say that's God. You can't, because God will tell one man do it, and another man don't. Why? Because only God is the God of heaven and earth who knows and all. There's only one God. Anyways, I'm down to 10% battery. I don't know what's going on. Let's keep reading. I'm going to get this finished. Psalm number 80. Now you might say, well, Pastor, why are we reading these like this? Well, that's how this group of scholars sees this was written chronologically. And I've not done an in-depth study enough myself to say, well, this psalm would be better somewhere else. Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. You who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the power of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them the tears to drink in great measure. You have made us as a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root. It filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadows and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river. Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the root of the woods uproots it. And the wild beast of the field devours it. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see, and visit this vine and the vineyard, which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the Son of Man, whom you made strong for yourself. Strong by God for himself. That's interesting. Then he will not turn back from you. Revive us. We will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Psalm 135. Praise to God in creation and redemption. Psalm 135, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does. In heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deep places. He causes the vapor, he makes lightning for the rain, he brings the wind out of his treasuries. He destroyed the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt. Upon Pharaoh and all his servants, he defeated many nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants. Idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouth. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. May God add his blessing to the reading holy word. That, my friend, was day number 209. And read the word. Our next read the word will be day 210, and that'll be Isaiah 49 through 53. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I usually stay on here and pray the prayer of salvation, all of that, but my battery has fallen out of the basement. For some reason, I'm burning battery tonight. Maybe it's because I got a whole lot of apps open. Probably is. There, that might help then. But anyways, I'm about to disappear. So, this is what I say. I want you to pray the prayer of salvation. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want to give you that opportunity now. Everybody pray this. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish. And I thank you for it. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of the fullness of God.
All of the fullness of God.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
as a believer every day.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.